For Ole Ratanak, the problem of violence against women hits close to home. When he was a child, he says, his uncle physically abused his aunt. He was shocked by the violence, but when he brought it up with his own parents, he was told to mind his own business.
I try to talk this with my family, like my parents. They say that this is the privacy of the family. And during that time, they believe that the domestic violence or violence against women is generally for the personal issue, not for everyone, not the public.
As he grew older, he kept thinking back to that crucial time. Violence is violence, he decided. If he could do something to stop it, he would. Now 29 years old, Ratanak is the head of the People Health Development Association, PHD for short. It's a local NGO that works with young people, especially men, to prevent violence against women. Statistics show violence against women remains a major problem in the region. Preliminary results from a new United Nations study of men in 6 Asia-Pacific countries showed that 1/2 of men surveyed had reported using violence against their own partners. 1 in 4 men admitted they had raped a woman. Ratanak says gang rape is a major problem in Cambodia, where it is known as bok, which translates as plus. Sex workers or women in the entertainment industry are frequently the victims. Perpetrators, Ratanak says, often don't believe what they're doing is rape.
They bring the sex worker into the room of the guest house or the hotel, and then other guy of his friend are waiting in the room the same. And sometimes, most of that guy, they forced to have sex with the sex worker, and then they pay money. They believe that this is not the rape, and they believe that this is normal for the sex worker.
The UN study showed 4% of men surveyed claimed to have participated in a gang rape. Ratanak also believes the crime is common. He remembers his own friends trying to persuade him to participate in gang rape when he was a university student. He refused.
They said, "I'm not the real man." Because they believe that if I am a real man, I may join with them.
It's this alarming attitude that Ratanak is trying to change. The students in this university class are about the same age he and his friends were when they pressured him. Today, Ratanak and his organization are helping to stage a mock student debate on violence against women. He gets people talking by posing controversial questions, like whether women are inviting violence when they wear short skirts. Then opposing teams are chosen to argue for and against. Today's question is more benign. Who's responsible for ending violence against women? Today's youth or the older generations?
I think violence comes from people with power, the people that think they have the power. They do it to people that don't have the power.
If there's only us youth and no money and no support, how can young people stop violence against women?
The discussion goes back and forth. Ratanak knows such a huge societal problem won't be solved by a mock debate. It's about opening lines of communication and encouraging critical thinking.
This is what we want to push the young people talking about the violence against women, especially. We wish and we want them to talking and hearing and involving with us.
It's clear that a great deal of work still lies ahead. Luxani leads one of today's student debate teams. He says he agrees violence against women is a major problem. In fact, he's witnessed it himself.
My neighbor used to beat his wife very often. He drank alcohol a lot. The guys that don't have a high education, maybe they don't know about the law, but he always used violence against his wife.
Another student, Chum Bara, agrees violence is common.
There was violence in my village when I was a kid. Husbands and wives fight with each other. Domestic violence happens so often. It also happens against children.
It's a small sampling of a large issue. Still, Ratanak says he has seen some changes, even from when he was a child. Domestic violence, he says, used to be seen as a private matter. Now families and the police get involved. It may be a small step, but Ratanak has his eyes set on the future. That's why he focuses on working with today's youth.
To changing from his generation and then to next generation, and then a next generation transform to another next generation. This is the long investment that we work with the young people. I still believe that our goal takes too long, but we want to see the changing for the long time. not changing for the short-term period.
And change, he says, happens one person at a time. This is Irwin Loy for DW in Phnom Penh.